Dr. Phil Birkenbaugh, one of five inductees into the Career Tech Hall of Fame on Wednesday evening at District 21, the restaurant at the Francis Tuttle Career Tech Center in Oklahoma City. Dr. Phil talked with us after the presentation about his career as an ag education teacher and FFA advisor at Morrison.
Well, we got a chance to see people succeed where they never had before in an area that they were unfamiliar with. Whether it was public speaking, whether it was judging, whether it was showing livestock, welding, whatever it was, they got a chance to be successful, and they never may have been successful before. And it was critical thinking skills. It was all those things that a student can stand on their own two feet. As the teacher's not responsible, they are.
From what you know of the organization and of ag education today, what's the future?
To be honest, I think it's very bright if the funds are available. I think we could add 100 chapters today or 100 teachers if we had the money. I think we can blossom into new areas, more about horticulture, avionics with the unmanned aerial vehicles that we're going to be using, robotics. All that's available for our ag students if we had the money. And we have the good young teachers. That's all we've got to do is get more money to those programs and let them go in different ways, because the days of learning how to make a rope halter for steers, that's over with. But learning how to fly a drone and check your crops and your cattle, that's the wave of the future. And we bought 4 drones at Morrison, and we've got students right now that can run those drones, fly them up and down the hall, take pictures in a room, and it makes so much difference that those young people can see modern technology used in one of the oldest careers in the world, and that's agriculture.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate it.
Dr. Phil Birkenbaugh of Morrison, Oklahoma, one of the 5 inductees into the Career Tech Hall of Fame Wednesday evening. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.